Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of our show. Great to have you with me. We began yesterday with a wonderful series by Derek Prince called The Power of Proclamation. It is one of the core truths of the Word of God that we are called to speak and proclaim the truth. Now, we don't mean preach. We're not necessarily talking about evangelizing. We're talking about releasing God's Word into the situations of our lives, releasing it boldly and without timidity into this earth, speaking it and believing it with faith. It's come to be known as confession, and there are whole movements built around it. But when Derek first began to talk about the power of proclamation, he really was pioneering something afresh in the body of Christ. This is really, really good stuff. It has the power, in this teaching, is the power to show you how to release the power of the Word in turn into the circumstances of your life. Very, very exciting. And a little later in our time together today, we're going to have Scott Ross from the 700 Club, CBN, talking to us and sharing some insight about the life of Derek Prince. Now listen, if you missed yesterday's teaching, or you're going to miss any of our time together over the next week or two, log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll find not only this teaching, but others, and you'll learn some great things about Derek Prince Ministries and about how to partner with Derek Prince Ministries to change your generation. Well, let's get to it. Grab your Bible, grab your notebook, let's listen, let's prepare ourselves to actually act on the Word as Derek teaches us about the power of proclamation.
The first thing that we need to realize from the Scriptures is the power of God's Word. We need to realize that this is a supernatural book. Just like Moses' rod, it contains power which isn't obvious when you first look at it. But when you begin to understand it, its power actually is limitless. Just give you a few Scriptures revealing the power of the Word of God. Psalm 33, verse 6, "By the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." But the Hebrew word translated breath is the normal word for spirit, ruach. So all creation took place through two agents, the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Everything that exists, or has ever existed, or will ever exist, owes its origin to just two forces, the Word, the Spirit of God working together. You see, the Word must work with the Spirit. I think that's maybe why the psalmist translated it breath and not spirit. Because, I don't know whether you've ever studied this, but I had to learn elementary phonetics when I was teaching English as a second language to African students. And I discovered some interesting things about words. If you think the tremendous power of words and yet how simple they are. How do you speak? You release a breath out of your lungs, it passes through your mouth or maybe through your nose, and the various things that it's subjected to in your mouth and nose determine the word that comes out. But the basic truth is, you cannot speak without breathing. You have to breathe to speak. And this is a picture of God. Every time God speaks, His breath goes with His word. His breath is His spirit. So the Word and the Spirit of God always go together. The Word and the Spirit of God brought the universe into being, and they sustained the universe in being. There's a very powerful scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3, which tells us three things: that the Word creates, the Word maintains, and the Word abolishes. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 5. "By the Word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which word the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." So by the Word of God, the heavens, the earth were brought into being. By the Word of God, they are maintained in being. And by the Word of God, when God's time comes, they will pass away. So the Word of God creates, maintains, and abolishes. I think sometimes when I look at the mess that man is making of this planet, I'm glad that the Word of God can abolish that mess one day. The Word of God brought it into being, the Word of God keeps it into being, and the Word of God will cause it to pass out of being. All that God does by His Word. Now, a scripture that Ruth and I quoted at the beginning, we might as well quote it again. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 points this out, which I've just explained, that the Word must come out of God's mouth. Otherwise, it's not effective. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Amen. Now notice God says, my word out of my mouth. In other words, my word when it's propelled by my breath. Now in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6, Paul says, the letter kills. In other words, the bare word without the breath doesn't bring life. It has to be the word and the spirit together. So you can get some dry sermon, which is all scripture but has no breath in it, and it doesn't give life, it gives death. See, the two must operate together, the Word and the Spirit. Now, I want to parallel with Moses' experience the way that we can make the Word of God effective by proclaiming it. Proclaiming it is releasing it into a situation. It takes confidence. It takes boldness. It's not for the timid. You have to make up your mind, I believe this. It's God's word, and when I say it, if I say it with a believing heart and through believing lips, it's just as effective as if God Himself said it when His Spirit says it through me. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? It doesn't have to be God speaking. If the Spirit of God propels the Word of God through your mouth, it's as effective as it was when God spoke the universe into being.
You know, Paul tells us that the letter kills. Could it be that the way we approach our Bibles, the way we approach Scripture in a legalistic, letter-killing kind of way actually damages our spiritual lives? But when we understand that the Word of God is living and active and needs to be proclaimed, we can be transformed. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me here on this Tuesday. We are learning how to proclaim the Word of God, not just preach it, not just evangelize, but to speak it and its power over the circumstances of our lives. It's a marvelous and transforming teaching that comes out of the experiences of Derek Prince. Let's listen.
The first thing that happened to Moses was he got frightened. He threw his rod down on the ground and it became a snake and he ran from it. And I want to say to you that before we can be effective in proclaiming, we have to learn to be afraid of the Word of God. We have to learn to tremble at the Word of God. Isaiah says this, or God says it through Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 66, the last chapter of Isaiah, the first two verses of Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. In other words, the Lord says, you can't build me any temple or building that will impress me because I built the whole universe. But he says, there's one thing that does attract my favor, just one thing. He says, but to this one will I look. Another translation says, will I have respect? Whom will God respect? Whom will he take into account? Him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. So you see, like Moses, our first reaction has to be fear and awe at the Word of God. There is far too little fear of the Word of God in the church today. We are too familiar with it. We bandy it about and we quote it, but we don't show real reverence for it. And we have to change that attitude. Now let me give you two reasons found in the Gospel of John why we should tremble before the Word of God. The first is in John chapter 12. Verses 47 and 48, Jesus is speaking. He says, if anyone hears my words and does not receive them or keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So Jesus says, I'm not going to be your judge. You're going to be judged by the Word of God. Imagine yourself standing before Almighty God, having to give an account of your life, which I believe all of us will have to do one day. You would tremble. You would be very concerned. What Jesus says is you should have the same attitude toward the Word of God, for it's the Word of God that will be your judge. Every time we open the pages of this Word and read it, if we can understand it, we're looking at the thing that will judge us one day. No wonder we should tremble at it. And then further on in John 14, verse 23, Jesus makes another amazing statement. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. That's one of the very few places in the Bible where the plural noun is used about God. We, Father and Son, will come to him. How will we come? Through what? Through his word. In other words, when we open up to the Word of God, if we can believe it, God himself, the Father and the Son, is coming into our lives, willing to make his home with us. If it should ever be that somehow, even in a vision, you were to see the Lord Jesus, maybe coming into your home, you would be overwhelmed. You would have a sense of awe. You'd want to fall at his feet. Jesus says, not only will I come, but the Father will come. We will come. Through what? Through what? Through the Word of God. You see, I have to say that most of us today in the contemporary church have got to change our attitude towards God's Word. We need to show a reverence, an awe, and a fear. And it won't be effective in our lives in the way that I'm speaking about until we've learned to reverence the Word of God.
You know, to proclaim the Word, we have to know the Word, which means we have to store the Word up in our hearts. Let's do it. Just ahead, Scott Ross as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives, and now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. We've been listening to Derek teach some powerful things about the power of proclamation. And now, to help us process this and know a little bit about how this worked in Derek's life, joining us is Scott Ross. I'm sure you know of Scott Ross. Scott Ross is a reporter and liaison for the Christian Broadcasting Network. You've probably seen him on the 700 Club and World Reach. He's won a number of awards, done major, major interviews, and he's a real friend of Derek Prince Ministry. Scott, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Stephen. Always good to be here in honor of Derek's memory. Bless his memory.
Well, you certainly had a close connection to him, and I want to explore just a little bit your memories of how the power of proclamation worked in Derek's life. I mean, he and his wives, both his wives, were really committed to speaking the word when in ministry situations and in their private lives. Can you take us there a little bit and kind of let us into the bank of your memories?
Yeah, I remember when Derek, I hope I'm not saying anything out of school here, but I'll say it anyway. There was a schism, which is not unusual, unfortunately, in the church, a schism that had occurred in some of the earlier years of the 70s over a number of doctrinal matters. And I don't want to get into all that, but Derek got caught in it, Pat Robertson got caught in it, I got caught in it. But then the positive side was redemption through reconciliation and healing. And so I was used to be sort of a catalyst so that Derek could come to CBN and get on the 700 Club, and he and Pat could just do some ministry things together and try to bring healing to the schism. Well, that did happen, and it was royally successful. And then after Derek appeared on the club with Pat that day, Pat asked Derek to then address the entire staff of CBN of well over 1,000 people in the local area here. And Derek and Ruth came out to the front of the CBN building, which is beautiful building and these large stately columns. And Ruth and Derek stood there and they began to proclaim together in unison various scriptures. And it was so powerful and it was prophetic. And it spoke, they were speaking from the Psalms. I can't remember all the various scriptures, but it was basically coming down to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And they said so. And I mean, people stood to their feet and started applauding. Some were crying. People were repenting. It was incredible. And Derek and Ruth, and prior to Ruth, Lydia, used to do that all the time about the spoken word and utilizing it and speaking it like a two-edged sword, as the word is, and speaking it into the heavens and speaking to the enemy. And glorifying God, glorifying Jesus Christ. And the power that was behind that, I'd seen people healed in meetings that would stand up and speak scriptures of healing, and people being instantaneously and physically healed because the word went forth. And then, as the scripture said, God watched over his word to perform it. So Derek and Ruth were so called to do that. And I don't think it's just them, but it was God watching over his word, not just Derek and Ruth's word, but they spoke it in faith. And then you begin to see the consequences and the results of that, and the signs would follow. And I always enjoyed it so much, more than enjoyed it. It was an impartation that went forth, and you were the recipient if you would receive it in faith. So I saw them doing it countless times over the years.
And even though, of course, they weren't the first ones to proclaim the word, you know, in all of church history, the fact is that they were introducing something relatively novel, especially as a husband and wife doing it together. They were sort of giving birth to something or pioneering something in the body of Christ in terms of this kind of proclamation. Do you remember how unique it felt to you at the time?
Yeah, I remember, you know, we often recite Bible verses and we don't think about what we're saying. One of those verses is Matthew 18. Two or three agreeing together is touching any one thing will be done by our Father in heaven. Well, that two or three agreement, I've always interpreted, at least for Nedra and me, began with husband and wife when you're married. Your closest relationship on this planet is your wife, or should be. And so we agree together in prayer. We did this morning. We do it every morning. And when we pray the word together and pray together over our family and friends and sometimes enemies. And so when Derek and Ruth, I remember more clearly, what I think, with Derek and Ruth than I did even with Lydia, Derek's first wife. Not they didn't do it, but I think Derek activated that in new ways with Ruth that he hadn't with Lydia for whatever reason. It could be the season or whatever. But anyway, Nedra and I would agree together. And in that agreement, the husband and wife being one, we've seen tremendous things accomplished. And that was certainly true of Derek and Ruth because they did this all the time. You know, they would hold hands. And there are many stories we could tell you about that. But that kind of power is recognized by God, and it's probably the singularly most powerful force on the planet.
Scott, we've only got about a minute left, but given how much you've walked in this with your wife and given how much you received from Derek and Lydia and others in this, would you mind just in maybe half a minute here, just praying for our listeners that an understanding is kindled in their souls of the power of proclamation?
Sure. Lord Jesus, right now, even as we speak, you went about doing and teaching. You did it, and then you taught those who were listening and recipients of your word what you did, and you explained it then. So, Lord, we pray right now as Nedra and I sit together and as countless other couples sit together and two or three agreeing right now, we pray for healing, we pray for deliverance, we pray for a whole new understanding of who you are in their lives. We pray that people will be encouraged. We pray that people will be set free, the captives who are bound to in financial needs, sexual needs, relational problems, whatever they may be, that right now, Lord, through this program, that your word is going forth and you are touching people. It's not just my word, it's your word. And we're agreeing together as touching all of these areas that we haven't even spoken to yet, but you're aware of them. And Lord, we pray right now, you watch over your word to perform it. In Jesus' name, may it be active. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Scott, it's great to have you with us today, and I'm really looking forward to you being back with us on Thursday. So thanks for joining us. Looking forward to that, buddy.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To receive Derek's book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And his special audio CD, Defeat of Satan, for your gift of $15 or more, give us a call, 800-448-3261.
That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can give your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.